Welcome to Super Tati's Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. This episode is dedicated for Refua Shlema for Eliana Malka Bas Bas Yerachol, for Moshe Bas Rachel Mina, and for Rezel Devora Bas Shena Malka. So here we are. We're going to start out with a story. I have one story this week, which is really an agada that turns into some thought and discussion and something which might be very nice to do for the last Shabbos of this calendar year. It's the story about Rabbi Eliezer ben Drudaya. Now, Rabbi Eliezer ben Drudaya had kind of a challenging past because he visited a lot of... The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that he visited a lot of women of ill repute during his days. And he wanted to leave no stone unturned. He heard that there was one basically very far oversea, and he was willing to cross seven rivers for her, and he was, hoping to get where he was going, and all of a sudden, he overheard that he was going to be not accepted in tshuva, and he kind of was a little bit shocked, and he appeals to four different groups of things to see whether or not they're going to assist or maybe intervene on his behalf to see if he could finally be able to do tshuva. The first is the Har Mugvos, is the mountains and the valleys. And he says, listen, will you be Mevakesh Rachamim for me? And they say, no, they won't. Fundamentally, they say, they have to take care of themselves and that's it. So then he goes to the Chama and Lavana, which is the sun and the moon. He asks for them to be Mevakesh Rachamim, and they say, look, we have to take care of ourselves. And basically, they reject him. And then he continues, and he asks also the Shamayim Va'aretz, same answer. And finally, he asks also the Kochavim Mazalos, same answer. At the end of the story, he is somewhat dejected, and he says the following statement, which is really kind of the definitional aspect of the story. He says, "Eina davar tolui ela bi." Says nothing. It all depends on me. It depends on nothing else. And he put his head between his legs, and he cried, and then he died. And all of a sudden, a heavenly voice comes out and says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Drudaya is suitable for Olam Haba. So it sounds as if whatever decree he had been reversed. One of the more remarkable things about this comment is that he doesn't start out the story as Rebbe Eliezer ben Drudaya. He ends as Rebbe Eliezer ben Drudaya. So it seems as if something changed. This story is introduced by Rebbe, and he cries. He says, Yesh Kona Olam Haba Be Shah Achas. A person can get their Olam Haba in just a moment. And he looks to the story about Rabbi Eliezer ben Drudaya as the archetype for a person who turns their life around and does a 180 of tshuva. So what's happening in this story? Why is it that Rabbi Eliezer ben Drudaya appeals to four different things, and specifically, what does he conclude from that makes it, from that experience, that makes it such a archetypical turn in tshuva? So I found the Sefer Drush Va'Iyun from Rav Aaron Levine, and he makes a thesis. He says that there are four reasons why people typically fail. They fail to do tshuva, they fail to improve, they fail to be the people that they're supposed to be. Okay, so the first one is following your parents' footsteps. If your parents were weak, then you're likely to be weak as well. If your parents are existential bums, you're likely to be an existential bum. So when people have bad modeling, it's very easy for them to fall into the trap and to continue that pattern on a going forward basis. The second one is the Nisayon Osher, or the good times, is that when people have it good, they don't feel so vulnerable. And when people don't feel vulnerable, they don't feel like they need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there is a depth of literature within our Masorah talking about how the Nisayon HaOsher is worse than the Nisayon HaOni. The challenges of plenty are more difficult than the challenges of destitution. So number three is a bad social circle. So if you're in a place where other people are doing wrong, this is not family, but other people are kind of going in the wrong direction, so you're going to take note of what they're doing, and you may also follow suit. And number four is that you kind of got a tough natural disposition, right? So you're easy to anger, you're impatient, you're, you know, whatever it is, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you seems to be stacking the deck against your success in Avodas Hashem. So Rabbi Levine observes, he says, none of these four, while all of these four make life more challenging in terms of succeeding in Avodas Hashem, none of them are a determining factor which makes it, which is completely inescapable. You can escape any of those four challenges and emerge victorious and become who you're going to be. And he points to none other than our Avos. Says, Avram Avinu was a child of Terech and an idolater par excellence. No matter, it didn't change anything for Avraham. Avraham decided to become not only a monotheist, but the leader of the monotheistic revolution in a new world order. Yitzchak was blessed with Mea Sharim. He had tons of money, and it didn't seem to faze him much. He was a Ola Tamima, and he seemed to be focused on things much greater than material matters. He was certainly a man of the spirit. Yaakov Avinu was subject to a tough environment. He says, "Ibn Lavan Garti v'Taryag Mitzvos Shamarti." Said, "Look, I mean, I was in, you know, the worst of surroundings, and that made no difference for me. I am who I am, and I am who I am no matter where I am and no matter who's around me." And finally, we pointed to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was born an Admoni, a guy with a terrible Yetzer Hara, with a Mazel Ma'adim, a guy who had a taste for blood, and he used his natural dispositions, Latova, and not Lero. So we have a great set of precedent in our Masorah that none of these challenges are inescapable, and it is possible to succeed in Avodas Hashem even with all of these challenges. So this is the odyssey of Rabbi Eliezer ben Durdaya. He tries to make all the excuses for himself in the book. He looks to the mountains, the Harim Ugvos, and we have a Masorah, Esayin al Harim, Esayin al Horim. He says, I would like to make an excuse and say, it was my parents. My parents were like this, so I'm like this. And he is rejected. He says, you can't make an excuse that it was your parents and you're just following their ways. Then he goes to the Shamayim Va'aretz. I'm going to go to my surrounding. It could be my Chevra, right? The Shamayim Va'aretz, those things which are around me, those could be the reason for my poor behavior. And those also reject him. Next, he goes to the Chama Levana, and we know that the sun is what's going to make crops grow, and the moon is going to affect the tides. So those are going to affect your wealth, which is the Nisayon HaOsher. He says, maybe it's just because I had it good that it was so challenging for me. Rejected a third time. And finally, he appeals to his Nancher. He said, you know what? All of these things can't be my excuse, but this is the way God made me. This is my mazel, you know, and he is once again rejected for the fourth time. He said, you can't hang your hat on your mazel. You can still choose. You still have Bechira, and it is up to you. Finally, Rabbi Eliezer ben Durdaya has run out of excuses, and he must make that choice to be the quintessential Baal Tshuva, and he says, Ein Hadavar Toli Elabi. there is no greater archetype for all of us in an era where there are so many excuses out there for us, about a man who ran out of excuses and finally had to take ownership over his life. So that's why I wanted to share that story. Hopefully that will be helpful for starting important conversations. Try not to point any fingers at any family members when you make these conversations. Remember to laugh, but also remember to think. Okay, on to some Divrei Torah. So the question is, the first one is actually an interesting thought about secular knowledge on Lo Bashamayim Hi. Rabbeinu Bechaya points to a Gemara in Erevin that says Lo Bashamayim, it says it is not in astrology, meaning to say you don't need to look to other chachmos to appreciate the real truth and the depth of the world. The other chachmos are not where it's at. Rather, you should look directly to the Torah. So there are three opinions generally with respect to outside knowledge, and I wish to share them. One is that it's just, it's wrong, it's lies, it can't help you. This is adopted in the Ramchal when it talks about dealing with the Yetzer Hara, for example, and his analogy with respect to medicine. The other one is there's got to be truth there. The Rambam in his introduction to Shmona Prakim says, Shema emes mimi she'amra. And then there's the middling Shita, which is that it has truth, but it's harder to get. So one is like silver, you know, the analogy of silver, and you need to be able to get the good part and get and lose the imperfections. Or the other one is a well, as proffered by, I believe it's the Mitsudos in Mishle, who says that, yes, of course, you can get water from a well, but you have to do a lot of work to get it, as opposed to Torah, which gives you water straight away. So that's Lo Bashamayim Hi. It's not an astrology. Number two is Hester Panim. What is Hester Panim? We have Anochi Astir Astiras Panim. Ibn Ezra says that it means that Hashem won't listen to your tefillos. Ramban says that Hashem is going to hide the geula during bad times, and that will cause us to do tshuva. Number three is, this is, oh goodness, oh, Seforno. Seforno says it's hiding when we're in galus and we're in trouble, since we're turning to other methods to help us. Since we're turning to other methods to help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hide his face. So that's the idea of Hester Panim. Third thing, the deep philosophical ideas, but we need to make sure we, you know, educate with respect to them. Next one is this concept of we make a bris in this parsha, and the question is, this bris is not only obligating the dor that is in personam, they're there at the time, but it also seems to obligate the fact that, you know, all the other subsequent generations. So Rabbeinu Bachya says that there is a certain level of interconnectivity in between the deros. Since all the neshamos were there, it's that they are all in some ways together. Abarbanel says, if you can obligate your land, make a shibud that runs with the land, or a indentured servitude for a land that will run with the land, as it were, or your servant's children, you know, which have not yet come into the world, then they should be able to also make a shibud to their own children. And the Akedas Yitzchak says this is part of their nature. It's inextricable from their means. So since it's in their nature, something so connected to their mahus, then they can do such a thing. Last thing I'll leave with one thinking question. And the thinking question is, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah to Shevet Levi, Rashi records that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give the Sefer Torah to Shevet Levi, and the rest of Klal Yisrael objects and says, wait a minute, hold on, there may be some generation that's going to say that the Sefer Torah is only for Shevet Levi, and we were also at Har Sinai, we also heard the Torah Mipi Agvura, and the Torah is also for us. So some door in the future should not be left out. The Torah is for everyone, and Moshe is happy, and he says, that is the day that Lona San Hashem Lev Ladas Vaznaim Lishmoa Veinaim Liros Arayomazah. This is the day basically where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, kind of enlightened you. So the kasha that people ask is This taina sounds a lot like the taina of Korach, meaning to say you are engaging in cronyism, you're giving to your own family, you're denying a certain privilege to others, and appealing to a right since we were all at Har Sinai. So because of that, you can see that the pattern is very similar. But in Korach, Vishma Moshe Vipolo Panov, Moshe Rabbeinu was not happy with what happened there. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu is so happy and, you know, seems to give them such a bracha. So the question is, what is the difference in between those two circumstances? There are lots of great answers. One is in Sefer Sumderech, and I'm sure that you can figure out some others.